Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
Yes.
Oh.
Long just weekend.
One more day away from a long weekend.
Me and Funky Buddha have us a date this weekend.
Little Notorious B.I.G. here would have been his birthday today.
He should have drank more hard seltzer, Funky Buddha hard seltzer. Would have been a little trimmer, you know. It doesn't have that many calories, man.
Only 90 funky calories.
Yeah, man. If Biggie had the opportunity to get Funky Buddha, it would change his life.
Other birthdays today, Josh Allen is 24.
Terrible.
Brandon Fields is 36.
He makes good beer, too. He had a little beer thing in his garage. He used to bring in beer.
Really?
Yep. He made the garage beer. Actually,
Funky Buddha. Like a homebrew guy?
Actually, Ryan and KC from Funky Buddha know Brandon and kind of helped him and explained, you know, how to brew and how to get his flavors down and all that. Yep.
Huh. I did not know that.
Oh, Brandon Fields. Well, he was a weird guy, but yeah, you drink beer. You're cool with me.
Goiter is 40.
Isn't that something in your throat?
Gautier.
Oh, my bad. Gautier, yeah. My Gautier. Bad. I read that wrong. He had one hit song. Do you remember what the song was, Solana?
Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Yeah, do you know the song?
Used to know.
Somebody.
Jamal McGlure is celebrating a birthday today. Is he? Should his jersey be hung in the rafters, Solana?
Heat mother bleeping legend. Big Cat. Big Cat.
Jamal McGlure. You want to guess how old he is, Crowder?
47?
42. Oh. Ricky Williams. He is celebrating a birthday today. You want to guess how old he is?
What's Rick? 38?
43.
Rick's 43?
43.
Damn. I'll text him. He won't text me back, but I'll text him.
I wonder how he's celebrating.
I have an idea.
Mr. T, we celebrated his birthday earlier. Mr. T is 68. Dave Wannstedt is 68 as well today.
Wannie, the best Wannie story was when him and my dad got together at that cigar party.
That was great.
Yes, and just went to talking about 1971 football players from Pennsylvania. We didn't know anybody, but I listened to every word they said.
That was great. Watching your dad and Dave Wannstedt throw back some beers and smoke some cigars, that was great.
Yep.
That was at Stash, right, in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah. Yes. And small world it is, they were the two best athletes in the state of Pennsylvania back in the mid-70s.
Randy Crowder and Dave Wannstedt.
Yep.
Two best athletes in the state. And they were chopping it up at Stash. Yes. That was fun, man.
That was
fun. All right, let's get headlines here from Alejandro Solana.
Not as fun as getting little boyed by Doug Plagans.
These were the texts that came in after Plagans was trying to help you out. His heart was in the right place.
It was.
Some of the texts. LOL, wow, Solana got bodied by Doug Flagans. Now I like that guy from the Panthers, somebody says. Somebody says, Plagans should get suspended or promoted for how badly he little-boyed Solana. Solana got little-boyed like Crowder did in jail. Give that boy your orange, Solana.
He took your orange.
Somebody says, me and Crowder every day should agree to go silent for like 2 minutes just to hear Solana panic. You should have Doug Plagans on hold for all 4 hours, Solana. And if we ever disconnect, you just let him jump in.
Dan Day had a great idea. Or if that happens next time, I should just go straight to...
In a world where sports are canceled, the Hawk and Crowder Show bring you the greatest sports segment of all time.
Hey, man, LeBron alive now.
You should. Plagans wouldn't have known what was going on. It would just been mass confusion.
My vote is yes. I like
That's
that.
Funny. All right, let's get headlines here quickly.
This sports update is brought to you by DuckDuckGo Privacy. Fed up with companies selling your data? DuckDuckGo is on it. They help millions of people like you take back privacy online. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoid trackers, all for free. Don't let companies sell your data. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
I see what you did there, and that is funny.
What'd I do?
You said data in the first line and data in the second line. You just pulled an old Manish Mehta on me.
Nah, it's just,
Yeah, I want to cover all your bases. I got you, Papa.
Right now, what am I doing? The Dolphins.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
The Dolphins, they received calls. There was a report that they received calls about Josh Rosen after drafting Tua Tagovailoa, but are in, quote, no hurry to deal the quarterback.
It's like Josh Rosen's family calling. Hey, hello? Is Chris home? Chris who? Chris Greer? Is Chris Greer home? Hey, we're calling from the team. I want to know about Josh.
You got a voice. One of the voice synthesizers. We would like to trade it's for like, Josh Rosen.
It's like Ransom with Mel Gibson, right?
We have your quarterback.
Keep him. Keep him. Who is it? Who? Josh? Keep him. Keep him. Don't call us anymore. Wrong number.
DeMarcus Ware, he told Andrew Siciliano of NFL Network that there is no way that his name.
Siciliano. Montebella. Tutti frutti.
That there is no way.
Went straight to the Sopranos.
Great. There is no way LeBron would have been able to block him had LeBron joined the NFL. However, he still believes LeBron could have made a really good tight end in the NFL.
All right.
Finally, a mayor of a town in Peru, Jaime Rolando Urbina Torres, posed as a dead coronavirus victim by lying in a coffin to avoid being arrested for violating lockdown rules. Jaime Rolando Urbina Torres was still detained for violating curfew and social distancing laws.
Excellent. Great job out of you. You have weather?
Saved all the bag of bits for the last update. That's why you gotta listen all 4 hours, people. Right now.
You never know when he's dipping into the bag of bits. Siciliano. It's like cringeworthy when you're like an Olive Garden, and they try it. You know what? That's like Epcot, where the people try to pretend like they're from the country that you're walking into.
Hey, I want to tell it to you about Andrew Siciliano. Huh? What's going on?
What's your name? Oh, George.
Oh, God. Now let me take you to Peru. Peru has crazy story out of Peru.
Right now in South Florida, mostly cloudy, 82 degrees currently in Miami. So some severe weather, severe T-storms impacting parts of South Florida. As for Miami right now, 10% chance that you'll see some rain today. 81% humidity. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid to upper 70s. That is your weather.
Oh, I have tears streaming down my face. I have to hear that again. All right, let me give everybody our COVID-19 update. This update on COVID-19 is powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know, AirProsACRepair.com. I told you in the 3 o'clock hour when I did the update, Aventura Mall reopened today, talking about reopenings and whatnot. Aventura Mall is now open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. till 7 p.m., and then Sundays, noon till 6. And if you want the list of stores which are open, you can go to AventuraMall.com. Solana texted me from Andy Slater. He says, this just in, Universal Orlando theme parks plan to reopen to the public on June 5th. And annual pass holders would be allowed in starting June 3rd. So things are starting to get back to normal, which is great news for everyone involved. So there you go. That's your COVID-19 update, powered by AirPros, $79 service call. Call the pros that know, AirProsACRepair.com. Oh, my God, that was some of your best bag of bits. It's a grab bag. You never know if you're going to pull out the Tootsie Roll, which is terrible, or if you're going to get the Charms Blow Pop, which is great. And he got a handful of Charms Blow Pops there, man. That was just tremendous. All right, in the next segment, we're going to talk with Kurt Heelan. Speaking of Universal Orlando, the NBA kind of seems to be headed towards playing basketball or resuming the season in Orlando. So Kurt Heelan, he's the lead NBA writer and managing editor at NBCSports.com. So he's going to join us with the very latest on what's going on with the NBA. So we'll get to him here momentarily.
Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. Family owned and operated. They are South Floridians, and they're here with us through it all. And trucks are coming in daily to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobsters. They have 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, alligator, venison, frog legs, all the crustaceans. The dips are delicious. The crab dip, buffalo chicken dip, the salmon dip. They have the sides. They have it all. And there's no reason to run around from market to market. Some people just tell you, come on up and figure out what we have. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website, DelawareChicken.com. Click on the availability button, and a list of everything available that day will be right there on the list. And the prices, they want to make it easy for you. I've been going to Delaware for over 15 years, probably over 16 years now, to be honest. And it is delicious food. The family's there. The workers are amazing. I love Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. And thousands of families are going to Delaware weekly, daily sometimes. Just get over there. You will fall in love with it. Call that order in advance. So go to DelawareChicken.com, find out what's available, and call in advance. Your order will be packaged ready when you get there, and they'll bring it out to your car for you. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. If you need to come inside the store, they're open every single day now. 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. On Sunday is 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you got to come in the store, there are marks on the ground for social distancing. You got to wear a mask, and only 10 customers at a time are in the store, you know, allowed in the store at a time for social distancing, but that delicious food is still there. They're still serving the South Florida community, and the Crowder family still goes there at least once a week. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market is located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road, and Delaware wants y'all to know we're in this thing together.
All right, we'll talk a little NBA next on Hochman and Crowder.
It's Figgy.
Cinema. J. Fig knows it.
Hey, guys. I didn't know you guys were there. Caught me by surprise.
Watch one that we assign her. and generally hate it, and it sends us all into a depression for at least a segment or two.
I fall for no banana in my tailpipe.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, it has, like, real-life situations and stuff, but I felt like the ending should have been in the middle.
Chicks dig me, because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
I don't know, I was kind of irritated the entire time.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Rhodes, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Biggie Fresh.
The f***ing Catalina wine mixer.
I really want to give it like a 9.5 out of 10.
And it sends us all into a depression.
Show me the money.
He's looking at you, kid.
I'll be back.
We'll see you at the movies.
If you've suffered business interruption and your insurance claim was denied, or you don't feel like you got what you deserved, SG Law Group, they got your back. You shouldn't have to deal with the operating expenses, payroll taxes, loans through this tough time. Call the professionals at the SG Law Group. They are the best and they want to represent you. Give them a call right now, 888-988-2818, or go to sgarcialaw.com. Offices in Miami-Dade County. That number again, 888-988-2818 or sgarcialaw.com.
5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Even though it's rainy, we get happy. And we always love talking with our friend Jay Fig as we start to end the show. By the way, tonight on 560 The Joe, you can hear the Panthers play the Rangers from March 2018. Catch it tonight, 7 o'clock. So you'll have Best of the Joe coming up at 6 o'clock and then Panthers hockey at 7 o'clock here on the home of the Panthers, AM 560, FM 96.5, HD2, The Joe, WQAM, and on the radio.com app. And what's coming up on 790 The Ticket tonight, Solana?
We have CBS Sports Radio, Zach Gelb Show.
All right, very good. So Jay Fig, Jen Figueroa, she is on assignment for us. She is home watching movies. It's not a bad assignment, Figgy.
No, I guess not.
Yeah,
could be worse.
I mean, yeah, I've been involved and listened to a lot of radio shows over the years where they put someone on assignment and it's to go, you know, ask nasty questions to someone or whatnot. We got you at home in your bedroom watching movies. I mean, you got a good gig. Now, Jay Fig comes on once a day. We give her movies to watch and then she posts the official review on Instagram. And I told you yesterday and she did it again today. She has stepped up her Instagram game. It is no longer her just sitting under a tiki hut giving you a movie review. You get a little peek at Jay Fig's day, right? You get were you doing? You were making a little cafecito today. You took a little nap, play a little guitar, a little fun little day.
Exactly what my day is like.
And then she gets into her movie review, and it's always the cameras on in her bedroom. She had no idea anyone was there. It's so crazy. She's always surprised.
With no teddy bears on site.
She's like, I didn't. But you do probably have teddy bears in your room, right? If I walked into your bedroom.
I hate
would
teddy
it,
bears.
Really? Would your room look like a 16-year-old girl's room or a 27-year-old girl's room? Because she's 27 if you're just new to the show.
Definitely not a 16-year-old's room.
All right. No little pillows with sayings and teddy bears and Jonas Brothers poster on the wall?
That is not me. No.
Are you sure?
It used to be me when I was younger.
All right, fair enough.
I'll admit to that.
Here are the movies that we suggested for Figgy yesterday. I gave her Beverly Hills Cop 2. Now, admittedly, she didn't like 1, but yesterday was the anniversary of Beverly Hills Cop 2's release. Crowder gave her Soul Men with, who was it, Samuel L. Jackson
and Bernie Mac.
And Solana gave her Sister Act 2 because that stars... Whoopi Goldberg. Just off on the timing. And sometimes, Solana, you're searing pain.
I'm going to have to teach him some timing.
Oh, searing pain.
Or something.
Absolute searing pain.
You just have no idea when it's going to fire off during this segment. And he does it because he's jealous of the airtime that Figgy and Dan Day get during this segment. You try to lash out a little bit. We understand.
You have your headlines and your weather report, Solana.
I know. He gets an entire segment every hour. Who can say that? And then he still gets jealous when you get your little segment. Dan Day gave Figgy Drive yesterday. I had never seen that. I don't know what that is. And you chose Figgy?
I chose Drive, Dan Day's selection.
All right. And what is your review?
Well, first of all, Ryan Gosling never... I always try to watch a movie of his and expect something different, but he's so awkward and strange in every film he does. He's just so quiet, and I'm not.
I don't think I know who
he
is. Who's? What would I know Ryan Gosling in?
La La Land.
He's in.
Never saw it.
Crazy Stupid Love is off.
Never saw it.
The Notebook.
Oh, Remember the Titans.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Remember the Titans.
Sunshine.
I never saw that.
Seen Remember the Titans?
I have not.
And you're getting on Figgy about Shawshank? I think you're in the same boat now.
Right?
I'm not the movie expert on the show.
You're right.
I don't think I've ever seen Ryan Gosling. I have no idea who the guy is. All right. So
well,
what?
You're missing out. He's actually pretty hot.
All right. What do you think? What do you think of the movie overall? Out of 10.
Overall, I gave it a 6.7 out of 10. Because it
6.7 is not right. That's not good. Dan, are you surprised that?
No.
She's giving it a 6.7 out of 10.
I think I'm losing my touch with the ladies right there.
First of all, that's all that I kept thinking about when I was watching the film. I'm like, there is no way he puts this out when there's a girl in his
house. Oh, right. You told us yesterday that that's kind of your icebreaker. Like, you leave that movie out and the girls just fall right into your trap.
Yeah.
I would have left.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. You may need to rethink your strategy, Dan.
I'm done.
Oh, Dan got about 11 kids. Y'all don't lie. Y'all don't lie on Dan.
All right, 6.7 out of 10. If you want to see Figgy's full review, good God, is it worth it. It's on Instagram, JFig Radio, letter J, F-I-G, Radio. You will sit there mesmerized at the acting and the quality, and it's an emotional roller coaster. Whatever she posts on Instagram is an emotional roller coaster. All right, are you ready for our suggestions for tonight's movie?
I am ready for my searing pain.
All right, searing pain, Solana.
Jesus.
Oh, searing pain. Absolute searing pain.
All right, please tell me you've seen the movie My Cousin Vinny.
No.
Oh.
Oh, God. It's so good. So good. Marissa Tomei won an Oscar for this movie. Joe Pesci is amazing. Ralph Macchio is amazing. My Cousin Vinny, one of the best movies ever made. Ever made. So please, that's my suggestion for tonight. Crowder, what are you going to give her?
Figgy, do you like the spoof movies, like Scary Movie and all of the silly spoofs?
It depends with me, but those are usually funny, so yeah.
Spaceballs. Have you ever seen Spaceballs?
I have.
Wow. How surprising to me. I have a backup.
You like that?
I watched it back in high school because my art teacher told me to watch it, so.
Yeah.
That was a couple years ago.
For an art teacher before.
I don't remember.
In high, back
and it was
in high
not a
school.
Couple years ago.
Years ago.
All right. Okay. All right. You have another movie, Crowder?
Yes. Biggie Smalls' birthday. Have you seen Notorious?
No.
Notorious, the Biggie Smalls movie. It's pretty good.
All right. You'll learn about Notorious B.I.G. What do you got for her today, Solana, in a very wordy and uncomfortable fashion?
No nonsense today. Let's cut right to the chase. I still can't believe you never watched Shawshank Redemption, so I'm going to steal Hawk's suggestion from whatever day that was earlier this week. I think it's an important movie for you to watch.
It is an important movie.
You should watch it.
I'll tell you what. My Cousin Vinny and Shawshank are two of the best movies you will ever see. Dan Day, she chose your movie yesterday. She hated it, so go ahead.
Okay, real quick, Figgy. Can we play some words association real fast?
Okay.
When I say, what comes to
Dan
mind?
Dan Day does have a way with the ladies. You get a glimpse into Dan Day's style here too, don't you?
I'm scared.
You know that he has done this with a lady back in his house. He's got a little bottle of Cavassier open. He's like, you want to play a little word association? All right.
Come on now.
Wing. Yeah.
Oh, when I say the dude abides, what do you think?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
The Dude Abides?
The Dude Abides.
I don't know.
Well, tonight you can find out by watching The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski. That's a legendary movie. The Dude Abides.
I've
legendary.
I've actually heard about it.
Yeah, Big Lebowski is a very good movie. You ever seen that, Solana?
I have.
Okay, Big Lebowski. All right, so your suggestions tonight, Figgy. I gave you My Cousin Vinny. Crowder gave you Notorious. Solana gave you Shawshank Redemption. Dan Day gave you The Big Lebowski. Are you ready to accept your challenge?
I am ready.
All right, then there's nothing left for us to say other than we'll see you at the movies. Hold on, let me take care of some business here before we wrap up the show, Figgy. The COVID-19 pandemic has created an unprecedented economic crisis. You've got tens of millions of Americans without jobs, and things are starting to reopen. There's a little bit of hope, but could take a while, too, and businesses are struggling to survive. So here are the realities. It might be for you, your rent or your mortgage for your home or your apartment is coming due, or your rent for your business location is due. But because of the pandemic and the sheltering in place, your business has been slow, or you're not working, and you're frustrated, you're frightened, you're fearful. You've got bills piling up, and you don't know where to turn. If your personal or business income has been affected by the pandemic, if you fear an inability to pay your personal or business debts and obligations, you've got questions maybe about credit card debt and business debt, mortgage debt, other problems, contact the Kaniuk Law Office right now. The website is coviddebtproblems.com, or you can give them a call and set up a free consultation, 561-292-2127. That's 561-292-2127. The reality is this. Bankruptcy may be your best option. There's no shame in that. Plenty of people use bankruptcy to get out of a mountain of debt and give themselves a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. And if you feel like things are closing in on you right now and you really don't know where to turn, you got to contact the Kaniuk Law Office. You can go to coviddebtproblems.com, coviddebtproblems.com, or call and set up a free consultation, 561-292-2127. Ron Kaniuk, I spoke with him this morning. He's been practicing law for nearly 25 years. He's very active in South Florida and the South Florida community. And the truth is, you don't want to go through an economic crisis without the assistance of an attorney. And if you really feel like it's caving in on you and you don't know what your options are, bankruptcy might be that option. Like I say, there's no shame in that. You got to go to coviddebtproblems.com or call the Kaniuk Law Office, 561-292-2127. 561-292-2127. Kaniuk Law Office, main office in Delray Beach, non-attorney spokesperson. What a show we had today. Did you get to hear any of it, Figgy?
I did when I was in the car.
And?
I laughed. I laughed at Solana plenty of times.
Yes, Solana wanted to know what Josh Rosen's maiden name was earlier in the show. You pointed that out during the commercial
What
break.
Is Solana's maiden name?
Solana, what's your maiden name?
Siciliano.
Didn't we do this once before? What's Figgy's middle name? Didn't you tell us you have a weird middle name?
Yes. Yeah, but I never revealed it on air, and I'm not to today.
All right. One day?
Rasputia.
Maybe.
One
That's
day,
definitely
maybe.
It.
All right. So you've got some Panthers hockey coming up on 560 The Joe tonight at 7 o'clock. Got Best of the Joe with Dan Day coming up right now at 6 o'clock. And you've got CBS Sports Radio on 790 The Ticket tonight. That is going to do it for us. If you missed any of our interviews, we had Kurt Heelan from Pro Basketball Talk, Doug Plagans from the Florida Panthers radio network, and we had Pete Prisco from CBS Sports. All those interviews posted at radio.com, the Hockman and Crowder podcast. Subscribe to it and blah, 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 blah. And follow Jay Fig on Instagram, Jay Fig Radio. See you, Figgy.
See you.
Oh, is she cutting out or am I cutting out? Bye, right, bud. All right, that's going to do it for us. We're running late. See you, everybody. We will talk with you mañana.
Grazie, Solana.
Goiter is 40.
Isn't that something in your throat?
Gautier.
Oh, my bad. Gautier, yeah. My Gautier. Bad. I read that wrong. He had one hit song. Do you remember what the song was, Solana?
Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Yeah, do you know the song?
Used to know.
Somebody.
Andrew Siciliano of NFL Network. That
don't do that.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, you need, need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, you need, need.
Oh, no.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.